Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Rose of Lima, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry works in Justice and Peace Ministry in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, It's Not All About You.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. On May 16th, a powerful tornado rated on the scale of EF3 devastated my home area, the St. Louis metropolitan area, 1 mile wide for a distance of 23 miles. Well, sadly, 5 people died. There were over 35 hospitalized, but that's miraculously low, really, when you compare it to the immense devastation. Still, there are over 10,000 homeless, billions of dollars needed from the losses. Our own Dominican house here at St. Louis Bertrand was also pretty damaged, although we are almost embarrassed to kind of report our damages when we see the complete obliteration of other people's homes and businesses. This crisis demonstrated to me once again the remarkable solidarity and kindness that so many thousands of people offer in the world today. Within minutes, rescue teams, you know, and police, they were climbing over fallen trees and debris to find out if anyone in our homes needed emergency help. Well, fortunately, on our street, we were all okay. Immediately, volunteers with heavy tree removal equipment, electrical service companies, even some street counselors were on the scene to provide any needed services. The next day, hundreds of volunteers came. Youth offering coffee, church groups providing sandwiches for lunch for the workers. A lot of strong hands needed, lifting the mess off the streets, raking up glass, just for restoring our streets so that vehicles could get into our street. It will take us even now, I think, in the city of St. Louis, months, even years. It's 3 months now, but it'll take years to restore everything. Slowly, we're getting our own house and property back in order. But people continue to work together and provide services just to do that together. This gospel reading today caused me to reflect on all of this and on the great service that so many people provide throughout our lives, just for our existence. We lived for a while, 1 week, without electricity, but electrical crews endangered their own lives to reconnect us. We could not move in and out of our street until professional work crews removed huge 100-year-old trees, debris. It causes one to humbly admit that we need others to exist and survive. Does it take a tornado of sorts to knock us to our knees and come down from our high horses to realize that every day we live and move and have our being thanks to God and to so many others? Some days I simply wonder at how my breakfast got on my table and who worked to get it there to me. I mean, coffee from Brazil, bananas from Honduras, yogurt from some dairy farm, hopefully nearby, etc. I feel spoiled and humbled just by what I'm getting to eat. We need one another. Jesus' warning about the hypocritical Pharisees is meant for us as well. Like them, we can easily preach and not practice what we preach. We can forget that we're being served constantly and neglect to help serve. It's a perennial dangerous illness that we're inclined towards selfishness, self-centeredness, believing that everything is about me. We lack practical faith that by serving others, we reflect God's having first served us and continues to shower us with careful service. So, dear neighbors, let us continue to offer acts of kindness, community service, volunteering, sharing our resources and money with others, listening to and counseling others, praying for and with others, advocating for a more just and peaceful world. And all of this not because we are bleeding heart liberals, radicals, revolutionaries, communist or socialist, whatever. There are so many ways that we can offer our skills and our lives for others. And we do this because we are Christian servants. We serve others that they might see God, the only Father, the only one we call Father, who first and always serves us. So the greatest among us must be humble servants.